for breakfast.
Visit whipplesvolkswagen.com.au for the best new car deals, from the award-winning Golf to the bi-turbo Amarok. Welcome to Triple M's Smelly Boot, where our team of experts discuss everything football.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, given last weekend's scores for the tipping, we could pretty much classify ourselves as that, particularly our good man Solids from K&R Plumbing Supplies and the Western Mustangs, who was on the line with a cracking 7 out of 8. If he'd stuck solid with the Eels last week with one of their very few wins in the competition, he would have had a perfect round. Good morning, Solid.
Yeah, good morning. How are you? How's everyone?
Oh, look, going all right. We'll talk about how I am in a moment when we talk about last night's game. Gov, with 6 out of 8 last weekend, the same score as myself. So we actually picked ourselves up, dusted ourselves off, and did pretty well last weekend. Gov, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, we had a fairly good round last week, and last night we all got on the Rabbits. So that solid thing still continues.
Yes, well, I did mention yesterday, that's right, that I'm joining him. I have jumped ship just like him. I have joined the throngs and I'm on the Rabbits bandwagon. And yes, I tipped them last night and boy, oh boy, it was a comprehensive victory. I believe, I didn't see the game, it's a bit late for me, but I do believe that Parramatta, with Michael Jennings playing his 250th, there was no celebrations in the sheds for that, I would imagine, played well for about 25 minutes. If this was the Nines, apparently we'd be doing very well, but unfortunately it is 80-minute rugby league and Paul Reedy, once again, they fell away.
Yeah, it was a different team in the first half. Parramatta actually played with a little bit of intention. They were going hard up the middle and they were making some good inroads and then spreading it wide and getting the result. But second half, I think they left it all in the sheds and they come out and Rabbitohs stepped up a gear and they just showed how good they are and why they're sitting second on the table.
Of course, Gov, you know I was out there at Dolby hosting Wayne Bennett the other week at his dinner there at the Dolby Leagues Club, and I said that while I was there, I was going to put it on the super coach. Well, he must have fallen for the charm of Faulkner, because last night, I don't know whether you saw it, but after the game, Dobbo was on the footy show and he had this to say. No, it's not playing. All right, now hang on.
To potentially coach there in 2019. Obviously, Parramatta Eels have made an approach to Wayne Bennett to potentially coach there in 2019. Obviously, Bennett on contract and still contracted to the Brisbane Broncos, but yep. We're really in this waiting, holding pattern at the moment, waiting to see what happens with Craig Bellamy and whether or not he will come to the Broncos. If he does come to the Broncos, expect to see Wayne Bennett at Parramatta at some time soon after that.
There you go. All right, so how about that? What do you reckon about that news?
Well, that's interesting, because I think the last time Bennett was going to head south, it was with the Roosters and someone let the cat out of the bag and it never happened. But
yeah, well, thanks, Dobbo.
If he's going to go to the Eels, I think he's got a death wish.
Well, he turned around a struggling St George, and I mean, look at the look what he did with Newcastle. Oh no, let's not look at that. But look, he's done amazing things over the years. He's a super coach, and Paul Reedy, we'd be happy with anything, wouldn't we?
Yeah, my oath. Anything that could get the Eels back on the winning sort of side of the ledger would be great, and someone like Wayne Bennett, he'd bring a real good thing to that whole club.
Yep, I reckon too. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Dobbo has got it right, and quite often his mail is spot on. All right, let's...
I think you should get Todd Greenberg in and see if he can introduce a version of T20 into the footy. You blokes can go good for 20
yes,
minutes.
That's right. Thank you very much. Yes, you notice they took the only Nines title off us and then they cancelled the whole tournament so we can never win it again. Thanks very much. All right, is a conspiracy, but we'll talk about that another day. The Cowboys take on the Warriors tonight at 6 o'clock, 1300 Smiles Stadium. The Cowboys were woeful, losing to the Eels last week. Have they got any chance against the Warriors, even though they don't like to travel, Paul Reedy?
No, I don't think they've got much chance at all. The Cowboys, I think they're going to struggle. When the Parramatta beat them, and just to Joel and Keg out there, just to let you know, Parramatta did beat your Cowboys last week.
Didn't they? What?
So, yeah, I'll go with the Warriors, mate. I think they'll be too good for the Cowboys, too sharp across the paddock.
I'm on the Warriors as well. Can the Cowboys bounce back from that shock loss, do you reckon, Gov? Although not much of a shock given where they sit on the table.
Yeah, gee, look, I keep looking at the Cowboys side, and there's too much talent there not to fire. Warriors have got to go all the way up to Townsville. I'm going to stick with the Warriors, but gee, I think the Cowboys at some stage are going to hurt someone.
Yeah, they will eventually. Cohen Hess, the Dolph Lundgren lookalike, he'll play his 50th game for the Cowboys. I'm not sure that he'll be celebrating, though, after the game tonight. The Roosters take on the Panthers, Allianz. This is tonight, 5-2-8. This should be a great game. It's Wateni Zalesniak up against Tedesco in the fullback role. What a cracker this is going to be. Which way is it going to go, do you think, Gov?
Yeah, look, this is going to be a great game, as you mentioned. I think the Roosters are slowly warming to the task as the season continues, but I just think the Panthers in a very close game.
All right, solid. What about the halves combinations? Maloney and Cleary, the State of Origin halves, up against Keary and Cronk. I mean, again, another great clash there. Which way do you see it going?
Yeah, I reckon this is going to be a fantastic match, and all eyes will be on this one. It's going to be mouth-watering sort of stuff. I'm going to go with the Roosters to upset the Panthers tonight, though, and only just by a couple of points.
All right, I'm going to stick with the boys from the Mountain, and I'll go on the Panthers with you, Gov. I've got a feeling they're going to continue to roll along for a little while yet. The Bulldogs take on the Titans in the big Who Cares Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Solid, are you going to stick with the Titans to beat the beleaguered Bulldogs?
I'm not real sure, mate. That's confidence
and
boring, isn't it, mate?
Oh.
I'll go with the Titans to just get up over the Bulldogs.
All right. We also heard that Corey Norman was shopped to the Titans, and the Titans said, no, we don't want him. So he's stuck at Parramatta at the moment. Even they're not interested
in him. Mustn't be enough drugs.
Boy, allegedly. Anthony Don will play his 100th game tonight. Is Don could be good. What do you reckon, Gov? Who's going to win this one?
Yeah, look, both sides got beaten last week by 2 points. It's a tough one. I think the Dogs might just out-muscle them in the forward.
Whoa, okay. I'm going to go with the Titans. Good luck there to the boys. Dragons take on the Seagulls. Wind Stadium Wollongong Saturday afternoon, 5:30. The Big Red V, wow, just so good in a absolutely exciting game against the Dogs. I mean, I know they are nearly bottom of the table, Gov, but your boys hung in there, found a way to win, and that's what champion sides do. Do you expect them to beat the Seagulls comfortably?
Yeah, I think they get away at this one at the Seagulls. Yeah, it was a tough game last week against the Dogs. Probably didn't hurt them to have that tough one middle of the season. Yeah, but I'll stick with the Dragons.
All right, solid.
Yeah, I'll go with the Dragons. They're ticking along nicely. And look, a couple of years ago, the Dragons would have found a way to lose that game, but that shows the quality of the team they've got this year.
All right, the Fijian Akila Uate will play his 200th game for the Seagulls. There'll be no love there, though, and I'm on the Dragons as well. The Sharks take on the Broncos, another very enticing game. This one, it'll be live here on Triple M on Saturday night, 7:35 kickoff. Again, some very, very good clashes across the field. This one, how do you see this one going, Paul?
Yeah, this is going to be a really good game. Broncos played really well last week in the first half, and the second half Melbourne Storm just blew them off the park. The Sharks just keep finding ways to win, so look, I'll go with the Sharks only because of home ground.
All right, so you agree with that, Scov?
My sentiments exactly, yeah. Look, the Sharks, tougher side in the forwards, going to be a good clash, and home ground advantage for me as well.
All right, and of course that big shock announcement, having not been picked for the first game and unlikely to be picked for the second game, Darius Boyd quitting State of Origin Rugby League. And of course, I retired myself on Monday following that decision from Representative Rugby League, given that I had as much chance of being picked for the side as he did. I'm also on the Sharks. Now the Knights take on the Storm at McDonald Jones Stadium in Newcastle, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. And again, what about this clash? Kalyn Ponga, the would-be fullback for Queensland, up against the bloke who's trying to get the hamstring right, Billy Slater. They've put him in the side, but I see last night they were still debating whether he'd actually play or not. They don't know whether the coach is going to be there next year. All of that going on. Do they still win, do you think, Gov?
Yeah, I think they're a pretty good outfit. I think all the bits and pieces going on in the background probably won't worry the Storm. They're a professional outfit. I think they get away with this one. And Lee, you can probably take that wristbandage off with KW written on it.
Thank you very much. Yes. Hello to Kayla and Willow. All right, and to you, Paul Solid Reedy, what do you reckon?
Yeah, Storm by plenty, mate. I think they'll put plenty on the night.
Yeah, I think they'll lap them, unfortunately, and I'm going to be on the same. It won't be good fun there, despite the fact they're getting 20,000 plus. The Knights fans, they are fantastic, but it'll be another tough weekend. Tigers and Raiders then, Sunday afternoon at 4:10. I'll jump in quickly here. I want to put the spoiler straight on the Raiders, just to upset my mad mate Troy and others that write to me as well. John Stennett, you're gone. I am saying the Raiders by 10. What do you reckon, Gov?
Yeah, look, this is a tough game. Raiders have lost their last two games by 1 point. Josh Reynolds is back in the side for the Tigers. He's on the starting side. Anything could happen. He could explode and put the game beyond doubt, or he could trip someone. So I'm not real sure what's going to happen. Yes. And I see Josh Hodgson's back for the Raiders, who's their little Pommy hooker, and he organised him around the middle of the ruck. So yeah. I don't know whether he's going to be at full value, but I think that might be just enough to give him a bit of direction.
All right, that's two of us solid. Are you going to put the mock right on them with all three of us?
I'll go with the West Tigers if you're better on the Raiders.
Fair dinkum. Well, there you go. Well, the Tigers, well, the poor old Tigers then. Who knows? Any one of their four captains may be very upset about that. It's unbelievable. They've got more captains than the First Fleet. Okay, now we've got Mads and Rasmussen happening this weekend. Solid. Big weekend for rugby league.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic matchup. Valleys and Waddles equal on top of the table. Valleys have got them on points for and against. And it's going to be out at Herbstdiner. They booked the oval early in the year, the Toowoomba Rugby League did, and that'll be a little bit of a home ground advantage to the Valleys Roosters over Waddles. 3 o'clock Sunday, Herbstdiner at Oval. What a fantastic afternoon of rugby league. Get an opportunity to get out there and watch them. The Mustangs have got a bye this week. So all rugby league out of the Mats and Rasmussen of Herbstdiner.
Yeah, that is going to be absolutely sensational. We've got 2nd Division Gatton Pittsworth, the under-18 South Gatton, Gatton Highfields in the reserve grade, and Valleys Waddles in the A grade. Should be fantastic. One of the best players in the game locally, Matt Duggan, going around there for them. All right, that'll be a huge weekend of rugby league. Enjoy that, and we'll talk to you again next week, boys.
Cheers. Have a good weekend, boys.
Triple M's Discover the Downs. A roundup of what's happening across our region this weekend.
Well, this weekend, the final weekend to go and see the spectacular that is Circus Rio. If you haven't seen it already, you want to get yourself a ticket. It's at Queen's Park, but it wraps up this weekend, and it is one of the most amazing circus experiences. The Backyard Gardeners and Produce Market is on this weekend from 7 until 12:30 tomorrow. That's at the North State School in Taylor Street. The Willowburn Football Club is making sure that you get to see what's happening with Australia at the World Cup. They've teamed up with Optus to promote the greatest game of all, and you can have a look at the action of Australia's first match in the 2018 World Cup. That is happening tomorrow from 8 a.m. Cooking for a Cause, I'm going to be involved in that. That is presented by the Zonta Club of Toowoomba, and that happens all day from 9 till 4:30 tomorrow out at the Highfields Community Centre. The Indoor Winter Markets is on from 9 o'clock tomorrow at Grand Central Shopping Centre with plenty of bargains there. Peppa Pig is taking the stage at the Empire Theatre. The kids are going to love that. It's from midday tomorrow, and tickets available through the Empire Theatre's box office or their website. The Big Night Out is on. That's 6:30 tomorrow night at the Blank Space at Mills Precinct, and it's in support of Hope Horizons. Your ticket includes country hospitality, dinner, and a premium beverage package with beer, wine, and sparkling bubbles. That is what's happening around our region this weekend. If you want some more details and just to catch up on some of those events, you can go to our website, triplem.com.au.
You cannot be serious!
Yes, I'm serious. And apparently, a young woman has got her head stuck in a pickup truck's exhaust pipe at a country music festival. Video posted to Facebook shows the woman sitting on the ground as emergency services attempt to free her. KTVB reports the McLeod County Sheriff's Department said the woman was escorted from the Winstock Music Festival for underage drinking after she became unstuck. The local fire department having to use a power saw to free the woman. The video has received more than 40,000 shares. That has been viewed more than 2 million times. Is it just me, or does "her head was stuck in my pickup's tailpipe" actually sound like a country song? And in a bizarre revelation, a man who had his foot amputated after a motorcycle accident in 2016 saved it so he could make some tacos for 10 of his most open-minded friends. According to Reddit user Incredibly Shiny Star, he was hit by a car while riding his bike down a mountain road in 2016, and that shattered his foot and it had to be amputated. 3 weeks after the incident, he invited his friends over to enjoy a meal of human shin fajita tacos, followed by other delicacies. Talking to Reddit, he shared that he tasted like buffalo, but a bit chewier, super beefy, and a little fatty, wrote. I know, human shin taco sounds a little hard to swallow, but not as hard as this.
Chairman Kim and I just signed a joint statement in which he reaffirmed his unwavering commitment to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
You cannot be serious!
Music, celebrities, sport, gossip. The Entertainment Report on the Darling Downs Triple M.
Some big movie news today with fans of the surprise hit of 2017, Wonder Woman, getting a sneak peek at what Wonder Woman 2 is going to look like and who's going to star in it. Filming has already started on the highly anticipated sequel to the box office Goliath that earned more than $935 million, with a major plot spoiler already being revealed. The film's director, Patty Jenkins, shared a photo of Chris Pine on set saying, "Welcome to Wonder Woman 1984, Stephen Trevor." The photo confirming that the sequel will be set in the 1980s, but more importantly, that Pine's character somehow survived his fiery death in the original Wonder Woman. Unfortunately, we've got a bit of a wait before we see the sequel, with Wonder Woman 2 scheduled for release November of next year. And Ewan McGregor has been cast as the lead in Doctor Sleep, the upcoming sequel to Stephen King's The Shining.
Here's Johnny!
According to The Hollywood Reporter, Ewan is set to play the grown-up Danny Torrance, the son of Jack Nicholson's character in the original 1980 film. The character was originally played by Danny Lloyd, who was just 7 years old at the time. Doctor Sleep was published by Stephen King in 2013 and picks up decades after the events of the original Shining, with the movie scheduled for release in cinemas January 24, 2020. An Australian appeals court has slashed Rebel Wilson's payout in her 2017 defamation case against Bauer Media. Yesterday, the actress's $4.5 million in damages was reduced to $600,000 after Bauer appealed the original amount. Last year, a judge had determined the original seven-figure sum would vindicate the 38-year-old Wilson after her integrity was wrongly damaged. Wilson had sued Bauer Media after the company published articles accusing her of lying about her age, her first name, and certain details about her childhood. Bauer had only appealed the payout amount, not the verdict. And tributes are pouring in for Elvis Presley's longtime drummer, DJ Fontana. Fontana played with Presley from 1954 to 1968 and can be heard on hits like Jailhouse Rock and Heartbreak Hotel. He also drummed on the King's legendary 68 comeback special. In addition to working with Presley, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer also worked with former Beatle Ringo Starr. Fontana passed away Wednesday night. He was 87. And that's the latest.